Now, this week, Margaret Mills is going to be looking at a riot in Steeple Bumstead. I wouldn't have thought you had riots in Steeple Bumstead, but you obviously did.
Well, Scott, in 1861, there was definitely a riot in Steeple Bumstead.
Over what?
Well, football, would you believe?
Some things never change then.
No, absolutely. We're used to reading in the papers, aren't we, about problems at football matches, yep. Fans getting carried away. But there is nothing new under the sun. Hmm. In 1861, back at Steeple Bumpstead, there was a plot of land that from, well, many years before 1861, had been earmarked as a sort of piece of common land where the local lads of the village would bring a ball or bring a bat and they would come and play games. And in 1861, the game of the moment was football. But there was a problem. This land was actually part of a local estate at Steeple Bumpstead. It was attached to a farm called Parsonage Farm. And the tenant of Parsonage Farm was not too happy about the lads playing football on this land. And gradually, over a period of time, he began to encroach on the land for agricultural purposes. So the village lads could see their football field was gradually shrinking in size. And one day, in anger, they went to a manure heap. I hope nobody's eating their lunch or anything while they're listening to this. They went to a manure heap and tipped the contents of the manure heap onto what was left of the football field and then ran across it, trampling the manure into the ground. Mm. The farmer was incensed. He was so angry that he went to the local justice of the peace and writs were issued against the village lads. I should mention that the village lads numbered about 20. So they were all hauled off to court, where the magistrate promptly dealt with them by fining each of them a shilling, which doesn't sound much to us, 5p in today's money. But obviously, if you were a poor farm labourer in Steeple Bumpstead in 1861, that was a lot of money. The lads really didn't want to pay it, and somehow or another, they managed to get together a case for an appeal against their sentence. Now, whether they were helped by somebody or whether these village lads were able to do it on their own, I don't know. But back to court they went, put their case to the local judge, who promptly quashed their conviction. So victory for the village lads of Steeple Bumpstead against the local gentry, and victory for the football players.
Well, that's quite amazing. I wouldn't have expected that to happen in those days, but there you are. Okay, good stuff. And next week?
Next week, I'm going back to Steeple Bumpstead to tell you what happened next.
Oh, right. Okay. We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.